my two jets on it, and Mark and Blake. Well, I mean, I guess you obviously believe that they should be in the top 50 players. And what is it?
Are they in the top three? We already established one. They're not two and three? Okay, fine. But interesting, then, you would have three men that can really skate, right? The change in our game in the last, since 2006, has really gone to such a speed game, all of them. What you don't know about Mark Scheifele is, because he is so efficient with his stride, you don't realize how fast he is. About 4 years ago, when we do our speed test at the start of the year, and keep in mind we had Evander Kane at that point in time and Blake Wheeler, but Mark beat everybody, so speed. And then all of those guys have the hands to go with their feet.
Paul, we talked to Christian Vesalainen a few minutes back, and he was pretty critical of his performance so far in camp.
Said it's kind of a Finnish thing, right?
Bit of a trend
there.
It is. One of the things he talked about is maybe that he needs to find ways to handle the puck a bit more and get into shooting positions. I think he hasn't had a shot attempt the last couple games, and is that something?
So there's the adjustment, you know. Truly, he's a skilled man. He's a good skater. The biggest adjustment these guys come over is on a smaller sheet of ice with bigger and faster men in a really defined game. Even though it looks chaotic, the NHL game is very defined. So it's somebody's job to have you if you've got the puck. And over here, that happens very, very quickly. When you have a skilled player who's smart and reads the game, once he gets his pace up and realizes that he can do all those things he used to do, he just has to learn to do them all faster, but the skill set is there, then he's going to have a little bit more open time. The game will feel to him like it slows down. But there's the adjustment to pro hockey. You know, he's a more physically developed player than he was last year at this time. He played in the KHL, so he played against men, so I think he is stronger because of the big sheet of ice. I don't think he ever got to learn to adjust to the rink size last year. But he will this year.
Do you get any sense with him that he's almost playing too safe or too conservative, maybe afraid to make a mistake? And
no, I don't think so. We directly talk about that in training camp. We're always trying to find ways to get more aggressive.
Right.
The idea of playing it safe, I think there's a very narrow margin in terms of what we would define the area where you're taking risks. Most of it falls into a black and white. You should make that play. You have the skill set to make that play, or you shouldn't try to make that play. There is a wide range of areas where we allow players to make. You have to be able to it. So we're not discouraging Kristen from trying things. I think the fear of making a mistake is a completely young idea, and it's probably respectful of the players around him. You don't want to be out there toe dragging until you get your hands warmed up, until you start feeling good, where the rest of the hockey team is wondering what the hell you're doing. So I think he's respectful of what's going on around him. He's just, it's an adjustment time for him. And I really liked his strength at the last two times I saw him at the development camp. He was physically driving better. I think the car accident set him back a few days. So I don't know that I assessed his next 4 or 5 days. I just kind of left him alone, and I liked his last game more than the previous one, so he's on the right track.
Any update on Adam Lowry, Matthew Crowe, Sammy Niku? They weren't part of the main group.
Correct. We IR skated. What we didn't want is we didn't want to play him, but then we didn't want to bring him out into a full practice, have them leave, and now we're readjusting. So we know how many guys we have on the ice. And so all we wanted to do, the mandate was, they're close enough, get them feeling good. I don't know that Niku's in that group, but Lowry and Perreault, our expectation is that they're in full practice tomorrow.
Lowry skated, I think, on his own.
Correct.
Today,
no,
right?
We had an IR skate, so we had players out skating. We held Sammy, but Perreault was out there, Lowry's out there, Cease was out there, and Green was out there. So Lowry and Perreault we expect for practice tomorrow. Probably Cease as well. Luke Green, that'll be up to the trainers and doctors.
Would you like to get Sammy? Then probably wouldn't go Thursday, but would you like, might he be ready for Sunday? Because he's only played the one game, right? Or is that any concern?
Yeah, I mean, he's had two full days of training camp so far.
Right.
And it is a concern. I can't tell you when he comes back in, because he's got to hit an IR skate before he hits a game or full practice. We won't take him out of It's just a groin like everybody else has got, so we won't take him from there to a full practice or a game. So I don't have a timeline.